Report: DNC reschedules fundraiser with Kamala Harris for lack of ticket sales. By Wendell Hasebo on June 14, 2022. The Democrat National Committee, DNC, reportedly had to reschedule its Women's Leadership Forum fundraiser on May 25 and 26 with Vice President Kamala Harris for lack of ticket sales. The event was rescheduled last minute for the autumn, when the event is traditionally held, after the event couldn't sell enough tickets, Status Quo News reported. When the invites were sent out on May 5, it was hyped as an incredible opportunity to mingle in person after 2 years of virtual events and meetings. Ticket prices range from $250 to $50,000, according to the report. DNC spokesperson Daniel Vessel is on record claiming Kamala Harris is a huge draw for events but did not give a reason why the event was rescheduled. Harris's polling numbers are abysmal. Harris's polling numbers are worse than President Joe Biden's. Only 28% approve of Harris, while 62% disapprove. In contrast, Biden's approval rating is 33% with 56% disapproving. Perhaps the reason Harris's polling numbers are so terrible is that she has failed to secure the southern border. Biden gave her that responsibility in March of 2021. Harris has also made numerous gaffes in the press. Among her communication gaffes was the time NBC News questioned her in June about why she had not visited the border, as doing so may give her insight into how to stop the invasion. Harris answered by saying she had not yet visited Europe. "You haven't been to the border?" Lester Holt asked. "And I haven't been to Europe," Harris said laughing. "And I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border." Harris's blunder was not an outlier. In March, the vice president rambled about the significance of the passage of time during a speech in Sunset, Louisiana. She mentioned the significance of the passage of time 4 times within 32 seconds. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.